Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Oh, somebody wants you to pay their vet bill, huh? Deanna. Deanna wants to know if she is the jerk if she refuses to pay the vet bill of her neighbors. Are you ready for this one?
Her neighbor? Oh, and something something crazy had to happen.
It sounds like somebody's dog got bit by another dog. So here's what she said. She said, Allie and DZ, I have two dogs, and they like to play out in the backyard and bark at the neighbor's dogs. Fine. They also dig holes in them.
Sounds like a dog.
Eventually, my neighbor's dog stuck her snout under one of the holes, and my dog bit her. 100% there was not a bite mark. I think the fence just scratched her snout. Skip to the next day. The neighbors come to my door and ask us to pay the vet bills with my insurance.
Oh.
I didn't. 2 weeks go by. I let my dogs out. I look outside. They're all muddy. In confusion, I wash them to find out there were now sprinklers. I don't have sprinklers. The neighbors have sprinklers. So the neighbors are now trying to make it muddy for the dogs.
Trying to mud them out, y'all.
She said, am I the jerk if I refuse to pay the vet bill? So the dogs are fighting through the fence, it sounds like, or just playing.
Uh-huh.
And one digs under. Her dog bites the other dog, and now they want her to pay the bill. But it all happened under the fence.
How do you know?
How do you know who's supposed to pay for that?
How do you know if the dog even got bit? Nobody was there to see her, right?
Seriously.
Right?
No. But she's trying to spin it, too. I think she just scratched her snout on the...
On the face? It was just the fence.
Which we don't know. So...
We really don't know.
Do you pay the vet bill of the neighbor whose dog now has an injury when your dogs are going at it under the fence?
I mean, it's not like it's coming out of pocket. You're just using, like, the pet insurance, right?
I guess. I don't know.
Is it like our insurance or like car insurance where it'll raise our premium or something?
I don't know. I never had pet insurance.
I've never had pet insurance. We should have.
You shut up. Mm. I don't know what the answer is because I'm trying to put myself in the position where if the neighbors came over and said, your dog bit my dog.
Right.
Now pay the vet bill. I'd be like, huh?
I'd need proof.
I'd be like, oh, because you have to live by these people.
Well, they're your neighbor. Y'all share a fence.
Mm.
And you guys both have dogs. There's no way y'all are not going to interact.
Let's just say the dog did hurt the other. Does she pay the vet bill? If he bit him under the fence after they're digging under the fence.
That's tough. Tricky. No, that's it is tricky.
414-533-1037. I think she's not the jerk.
For not paying the bill.
I don't think she needs to pay the vet bill. I don't think there's enough proof. I don't think they have any kind of evidence.
Right.
Sounds like her dogs are a pain, but
yeah.
So what?
But why would the neighbor lie?
I don't know.
Right? Like, what reason does the neighbor have to lie?
Because they get annoyed that the dogs are going back and forth, I guess.
They're dogs.
I don't know.
If you get annoyed by dogs, I mean, then dang, don't have the dogs.
I'd be more annoyed if they were barking at each other all day, every day.
Yeah, seriously, though.
That would annoy me.
Man, if the dog did bite the other dog, it is your fault. You should pay.
So you think they should?
I think they should. If the dog did bite, yeah, they should.
Which would make her the jerk if she refuses to pay.
Even if nobody saw, I think you got an honor system. You got to go off the honor system. Believe them. If your neighbor said so, okay. All right, let's go handle it.
Get a different fence.
Like, move houses.
Yeah, honestly, it sounds like you have a chain link. Get a wooden fence or a vinyl so they can't see each other.
Yeah.
And they can't, I don't know how they're digging under.
They got a tunnel. You know how dogs tunnel and then they just want to see. They want to see always.
Of course, in true pet-loving community life, the phones are blowing up right now. You bring up pets and kids, it's over, dude.
Son.
We'll take your calls next.
Sure.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, Deanna wants to know if she's a jerk if she refuses to pay the vet bill of her neighbor's dog who stuck the snout under the holes and then claims that her dog bit the other dog. She said, I'm not paying the bill. Now they're set up sprinklers and they're trying to get my yard all muddy because of my dogs. Fine.
They're in a neighbor feud over the dogs.
They're getting petitious.
Max.
Listen, let's talk to Tiffany in Racine. We'll start with her this morning. Hey, Tiffany, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think? Is Deanna a jerk if she refuses to pay the vet bill?
Say it with your chest.
I think she is the jerk because she's recognizes that it's her dogs that are digging the holes.
Mm-hmm.
And so causing the issues between the two dogs. And then as somebody whose dog was bitten and killed by somebody else's dog, it really strikes a chord because those people did come over and apologize, but we had an $800 vet bill to put our dog down.
Oh, my gosh. Yo.
Yikes. Yo. That's a lot.
Yeah, for real.
That's a lot.
Well, they didn't even tell us what happened, so my dog had gotten out of the house as I was cleaning my car out, going in and out.
Got the door open, yep.
Got a little Pomeranian. And so then the neighbor came up to the door and just said, your dog is bleeding by the street.
And didn't say what and then it later turns out that,
it would have been on.
We had no idea. We thought maybe he got hit by a car.
Right. And then you
rushed him to the vet.
Oh, see, now it's on. Okay, jerk for sure.
Jerk for sure. Tiffany, we agree with you. Jerk for sure.
We're done. This has been a great segment. No, I'm kidding. Thanks for calling.
But I mean, they know that their dogs are causing the issues. So either put chicken wire or rocks along your fence line or take some responsibility for your dog.
That's smart. And she brings up a great point. Mm-hmm. Her dogs are the ones breaking the fence barrier and making it accessible for anybody to pop their little nose through there.
Totally.
What if it had been a child? Sticks their hand through.
What if a child stuck their hand through there?
Yo, that's true. See, now we're talking, Tiffany. Ooh.
That's true.
Very true.
All right. She says jerk. Thanks for calling, girl.
Thanks.
Have a good day. Bye.
All right. Mish is in Waukesha this morning. We'll talk to her next. Hey, Mish.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
What do you think? Now, Tiffany said she's a jerk if they don't pay the vet bill for the neighbor dog. What do you think?
I know. After hearing her story, I'm kind of torn.
You switching sides? You can't switch sides on us.
Were you about to say not a jerk? Hold on. Now you better stand on it. If you were saying not a jerk, stick with it.
I'm going to say not the jerk.
Okay.
Being a pet owner myself, I feel like you need to take care of your pet responsibilities just going into pet ownership as it is.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe have that, I don't know, both parties should have their dogs disciplined. I know they're animals and stuff, but
Well, yeah, it's like, imagine if you hid me in the house with no other humans, and then you let me out. I'd be screaming too at the fence. Think about it for a second.
That's true.
I saw one human in the other yard, I'd freak out.
Bruh,
you know you would too.
During quarantine, just how many people hollered at the neighbor like, hey, neighbor, I see you outside. Hey, neighbor, I ain't seen nobody in 2 weeks. Hey, neighbor.
I know we talk about them as pets, but sometimes I think about dogs. Like, what if it were reversed? How would I feel, man?
They can have some humanistic traits. I know they can. Our dogs are ones for sure. But listen, she's saying not the jerk. Like, yeah. They should be out there taking care of each of their own pets.
I do agree with that. But the fence is the issue.
It just comes with the territory of pet ownership.
Yeah, I don't know who did it.
Even when it comes to, like, having kids, like, you're responsible for their well-being.
You are?
True.
Oh, shit.
And if something happens to them, like, I'm not going to go out to another parent and be like, pay my kid's bill.
You're not?
I'm going to take care of that myself.
No, I'm with you. I'm being sarcastic. I got to stop. I'm with you. You're right. It's your responsibility, your dog.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this one's getting...
All right.
Ooh, we're torn.
She's standing on it, not the jerk. Thank you, Mish.
Appreciate you. Yeah.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Monica is in Oak Creek. Last but not least. Hey, Monica.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good, good. Well, better than you because you're the tiebreaker, not us.
I bet you didn't know you had this to do today. What do you think? Jerk or not the jerk if she refuses to pay the vet bill?
So I feel bad for Tiffany, and she did kind of try to change my mind a little bit, but I'm going to say not the jerk.
Okay, because?
So... yeah, I'm going to out myself a little bit. So I work in the veterinary field. So I kind of see this stuff all the time.
Please go on.
Yeah,
seriously.
Like
no, the floor is yours.
You're now the lawyer for dog disputes. Go.
Yeah. So, I mean, the thing is that things are going to happen. You have dogs. They're going to get into scuffles. If I were the neighbor, I would definitely be like, hey, we need to do something about our fence because this is a problem.
Uh-huh.
But if you didn't see it happen, I mean, it could... who knows?
Do you
know
what?
Their faces under fences.
Yeah,
they're
right.
Going to get scrapes and abrasions.
Monica.
Unless their vet said it's a puncture wound. I don't know.
I feel like this text is really good. It says, not the jerk since her dog didn't get out.
Oh, it was within her.
It was in the fence, even though they're going under the fence to each other and they're like interacting somehow and we don't know who's doing what. They're like saying, well, technically the dog didn't get out. Well, so, and then the neighbor wasn't watching her dog if the neighbor's dog got bit by the other dog.
Yeah.
Like, it's a bit of a spin, but it's also true.
Well, and with that technicality, then the neighbor's dog breached your property line. The neighbor's dog, if they did bite, got bit on your side of the fence.
Yeah.
Like, your dog was just being defensive and protective of the territory. Not if we want to talk, like, ooh.
Somebody said, jerk, if the neighbor's dog bit her dog, you know she'd ask them to pay the vet bill. So that goes the other way.
Well, you know, I feel like, you know, things happen. You have dogs. I don't know. I think unless you can see it happen, and if it's one of those, like, your dog was off the leash and came and attacked my dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got to be clear as day.
You know, everybody's got to just take responsibility for your dogs, have the conversation about the fence and like how you guys can work that out, because ultimately it's going to keep happening. If the dogs want to mess with each other, they're going to mess with each other.
Ding, 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 ding.
And whoever texted in another reason why cats are better, get out of here.
Cat lovers unite now here.
You know what? Yeah, that's right.
Listen, hey, they must have never seen a cat fight because
Well, and honestly, I was on the phone with Kelly in Sussex the other day, and guess what I heard for the whole phone call? And I go, ugh, how do you put up with that all day? And she goes, it's driving me crazy. Meow, meow, meow. You know what I'm talking about.
That means the cat was hungry. I know that meow too well.
Something. All right, thanks for calling.
Monica.
Have a good one, guys.
You too, bye.
Monica's the new lawyer for vet disputes. If you guys want to know, we'll always call Monica.
Anytime we have another pet anything, we're calling Monica.
This is a great question. I mean, whose fence is it? Is it the caller's fence? Then, you know, like, whose fence is it?
Does that matter?
It should, because it's going to be on your line, right?
Like,
if it's your fence, if it's the neighbor's fence, it's going to show who needs to fix the fence to fix the problem. Otherwise, now you're fixing somebody else's fence if it's not yours, and now you got more problems. Yeah.
No, I see what you're saying.
Although, if anyone wants to fix mine, I'm down.
Sidebar.
If my neighbors want to fix mine, I'll let them.
Quick sidebar.
Go for it. Overall, not the jerk today. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.